Research firm RealtyTrax has taken together all three phases of the foreclosure process. Default notices, auctions, and bank repossessions were down 25% in May compared to a year ago. But if you drill down and only look at bank repossessions, RealtyTrax's Darren Blomquist says the numbers are up.
We saw a 26% increase in bank repossessions from a year ago. It's now been the second consecutive month where we've seen an increase in bank repossessions on a year-over-year basis.
Blomquist says banks will put those homes back on the market in the next 6 to 9 months. That's good for first-time home buyers. It'll give them more inventory to choose from, but it's not so good for companies that build new houses.
These bank repossessions are properties that definitely would compete with new home builders at a lower price point, often than the home builders can even build their homes for.
California now has the 13th highest foreclosure rate in the country. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.